Day.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio, WMFO. Stay tuned for the Midwestern Nice Radio Show.
Yep, some tunes coming at you. Good morning, everyone. That was In Your Eyes by George Riley, or Your Eyes, not even In Your Eyes. My first song of the day today. My name's Jack, and this is the Midwestern Nice Radio Show, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you to Birders Anonymous for that shout out. Always a pleasure. Definitely check their show out at 9 a.m. every Monday. Anyways, once again, that was George Riley, Your Eyes. And today's theme is not too out of the ordinary for me. I'm playing two of my favorite things, electronic and ambient music, and also R&B. And also a mix of both. So if you like those, like me, you're in for a good show. Anyways, my next song is a song by the artist Lorraine. And the song is A Toes, and then in parentheses, Shelf Inside Your Head. So I'll just get right into it. Enjoy.
See your true life one day soon. You see.
All right, that was A Toes by Lorraine, and then after that, that last song there, that 5-minute ambient track, was Pop 1 by Gas from his incredible album Pop, one of my favorite albums as of late. Been listening to it a lot. And my next song is by an artist that I've really been not able to stop listening to for the past couple days. This song coming up is Butterflies by Andy Stott from his album Too Many Voices, which I've not heard, but I've been slowly working my way through a lot of this guy's albums. And there's some of the best kind of sludgy, weird techno that I've heard. Really, really incredible stuff. So I'll just let the music speak for itself. Once again, this is Butterflies by Andy Stott.
And I know you're naive, but you know that you got me, sugar, under your sleeve. But the way that you did me, and you're doing me still, I can't help but to wonder, is your love for me real? Now you told me you love me, and you know who I am, and you said that you'd be with me time and again. But the time wasn't right, and you wanna have fun. Sugar, please do your thing. Don't let me stop you, man. Oh, but these games that you play, they must be the name. Don't you know I won't be around when you start bullshit, baby? When the time will come for death do us part, and where will you be? There's locks in your hair, in your heart, in your mind. Sugar, you got it there. The great God in the universe would surely agree that there's no other system that's more worthy of me. Oh, but these games that you play, they must meet an end. Don't you know I won't be around when you start bullshit, baby? Oh, the time will come for me to give my heart. And where will you be?
Alright, that was Butterflies by Andy Stott, followed by Where Would You Be by Yaw. That second song there, Where Would You Be, totally underrated. I don't really know what Yaw has been up to as a soul singer, but that came out in like 2008 or something, so definitely got a nice little retro soul sound to it. Anyways, to continue down a R&B soul type of pathway, those who know a lot about what I think about music might know my love for the album Voodoo by D'Angelo. My next track is one of the finest selections from that album, One Mo' Gin. And hopefully, if you have two working ears and a brain between them, you'll enjoy the song, because it is just one of the best songs I've ever heard, simple to say. Anyways, that's enough about D'Angelo. I'll just, once again, let the music speak for itself. Here's One Mo' Gin. Hope you enjoy. Thank you.
some things have changed since the last to see you. Some good, some for the bad, baby, baby, baby. All in all, I can't complain, that's what I've been through, baby. But seeing you reminds me of the precious times we had. And I wondered all this time about how you've been. And I hope my chance to see you once again. I'd love to kiss your lips, babe, once again. I'd love to hold you tighter one more time.
One more time.
Alright, that was One Mo' Gin by D'Angelo, and following that was Divorce by Kalayla from her new album Raven. I played that on my show last week, I played a song from that album last week. It's brand new, just maybe 2 weeks old now, and it is a really good album. I really have to recommend it to everyone listening. If you are into, similarly to me, if you're into that little cross-section between R&B and electronic music and dance music and all that, you will hopefully love Raven by Kalayla. Brand new, just an incredible release. That's about all I've got to say about that. Anyways, there always comes a time in every great radio show where I've got to do a PSA, and usually my friend Lily is here to help with that, but she's busy today, so I'm going to be reading this PSA myself. And today's PSA is numbers to think about. The worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The US gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%. That's 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about, from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, now that that's out of the way, we can be done thinking about the worldwide cost of American healthcare. Happy President's Day, though. Anyways, moving on in my set, I played some D'Angelo earlier, so you know I have to go to the next titan of neo-soul music. My next track is from Erykah Badu, from one of her later albums, New America 2, which is a really, really excellent album, although it goes overlooked in her discography. This, I guess, is not the most talked about track in her discography, but I sure like it. Here's Incense by Erykah Badu. Thank you.
I'm
All right. That was a run of four songs, I think, without me interrupting to talk between. The first song was Incense by Erykah Badu off of New America Part 2. Track after that was Fragments of a Butterfly's Face by Actress from his EP Dummy Corporation last year, which I thought was pretty good. Some great, solid house/techno tunes on there. Then Rewild by Kelly Lee Owens. Great one, not much to say about it. And October Part 1 by Tim Hecker from his debut album, Haunt Me, because I felt as though I could never have too much ambient music, so I let you guys have that last one there, too. I've only got a couple more songs queued up for you before the next show comes on, but I suppose I will introduce that now. My next track is Find Out by Liv. I played a song from her new album, Girl with the Half Pearl, last week. And I said on the air, I don't know if her name's pronounced Liv-E or Liv.E, because her name is spelled L-I-V.E. But I learned from a friend over the past week that it's just pronounced Liv. So sorry to Liv. Sorry to all of my loyal listeners who I've led astray and have been making a fool out of themselves pronouncing it Liv-E this whole time. Anyways, this is Find Out from Liv's new album, Girl with the Half Pearl, one that you really gotta check out.
Watch the leaves fall down in the summer. Pick a flower to you from his mother. So I take my coat off when it's late at night. So cold, I turn him into another. Watch the phone light and turn it face down. Feel my heart sinking into the gutter. Surely we'll make it back to another round. Can't risk it finding out just what I could've. It's so hard to make it easy. Think about it way too much. I'm trying to think about you. All the voices saying stunts. I'm steady losing my cool. Can I go on, go through being in love with you? I guess we'll find out, baby. The hard way. Oh. Thank you.
That was Find Out by Liv, and then after that was Way to the Show by Solange. And I have one more song left, but I suppose I'm going to talk for just a moment so that I can time everything correctly. But yeah, so Liv, that new album, you gotta check it out. And Solange, Way to the Show from the album When I Get Home, that is just incredible. I don't know what to say. Been listening to that album a lot lately. And I have one more song left, one special song. I did not mean to do that. My bad. My final track today is Knock Knock by Monica, a song that has been stuck in my head for like 3 days now. I'm about to get into it in just a minute. This has been the Midwestern Ice Radio Show. I'm Jack, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stick around to hear more later, but my final song is Knock Knock by Monica. Hope you enjoy.
It's funny how the tables turn, 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 turn.
You calling me no more. I'm knocking at my door. So don't come knocking at my door.